Language of Love. Pray regularly. 1 Thessalonians 5:17. What does prayer mean to you? Some think to pray is to list your desires to God and thank Him for what He's done. Some think a little more deeply that prayer is about conversation, speaking, and listening. After all, how can you hear God if you never shut up? What do you suppose God is looking for? Imagine a parent whose three children have just come home to visit from boarding school. The first child comes in excited. Thanks, Dad, for the money and for taking care of that situation. But look over here. I need your help here, too. And don't forget this broken heart over here. And the second child comes in, says, Hi, Dad. I have so much to talk to you about, but I want to know what you're thinking, too. The third child enters the room, rushes up to you, jumps in your lap, grabs your neck, and says, Daddy, can I just sit here and relax with you for a while? And a head rests on your shoulder. Which child will come closest to spending quality time with Dad? God is looking for your individual attention. He wants you to want Him, not just what He can do for you. While presenting your requests and being thankful are very important, I am sure that some of God's most treasured moments of prayer with His children contain no words at all, but connect father and child through deep emotion. As you rest in His arms, He gives you peace and joy beyond your understanding, something the world is not capable of doing for you. He wants time with you more than anything. As you rest with Him, He is able to align your desires with His. All you need to do is show up with your arms open and accept His waiting embrace.